Hustler Spirit Radio, touching one soul at a time.
Touching one soul at a time.
Keeping it hard all day long. Keeping it in you all night. Penetrating, lubricating, and stimulating. A Hustler's Spirit Radio.
How's everybody doing out there? I am pumped up for today's show. Judy, Ken, Greg, how you guys doing out there today?
Great.
All right, man. It sounds good. Last week, we got into... Judy was telling us a story about what happened with a, I guess, a client. So we're going to get in that today. Judy, I know you got some interesting things to say about that. I know you have. And Greg, I know we didn't get a chance to talk too much this week, but I'm pretty sure I know, other than you told me earlier, you had your 15-minute workout and you burned 600 calories, baby. So I know you were doing it today.
15-minute workout.
50 minutes. Okay. Because I was saying a 15-minute workout is 600 calories, man. You must have been at
full. Yeah, I want to do that workout.
Oh my God! Yes. Well, that is good. So we are back on this week. We want to welcome everybody that's listening, and we also want to welcome everybody that is in the process of later will archive this show and listen to it. We thank you. We'll extend that thank you out to you. And we appreciate it. I think today is something that we want to talk about today is dealing with focus and dealing with faith within yourself, dealing with persistency on a goal and having a direct knowledge of what it is that you want to do. We have to have a plan. Business plan, micro, macro, it doesn't make a difference, but we need a plan. So I want to start off today dealing with a story about my daughter, my oldest daughter. And 2 days ago, she came to me and she said, Daddy, I want you to take a look at this. This is Spirit Week for the high school right now, coming up in the next 2 weeks for the Beachwood High School here in Beachwood. And she said, take a look at this. And she showed me a picture of a graphic design of a T-shirt, long story short. Had a guy with hairy arms on it, with very simple, nasty, horrendous-looking shirt. Shirt was $12. Shirt had been on the market, passing flyers out to all of the freshmen, because each grade has different designs that they're doing, trying to compete with one another. So she said, Daddy, nobody has ordered one of these shirts. I said, I can see why. So she said, I really want to do a design of a shirt. So what I did, I stopped everything, even with the radio, even with other business ventures that I'm in the process of doing. I stopped. I said, okay, this is something that I can see it in her eyes. Let's go with something. So I used my contacts. I used my graphic designer. I called up another graphic designer. I got both of them working, you know, potential theoretically working. The one said, Jim, meet me at I'll be there at 12:30. Come on down. All right, we go down there, me and her mother, and she's already up late last night. She's going through magazines, looking at text, fonts, looking at different designs. She's going through, she's sketching out different things. So I give it to him, long story short, he works on it for 4 hours. She goes and picks her up, brings her back to the graphic design place. She sits down and now puts her personal touch onto the shirt. Now, I'm looking at it in a three-dimensional view. And while I'm looking at it like that, I'm saying this is the opportunity for a freshman, a 14-year-old, to see just how the business world works when you put your mind to something. Also to see how the universe works, too. And by that, I said, you know what, let's give full effort into this because we don't have many days. You know, we know production days to get everything designed and get everything printed and inked out, we're looking at 7 to 10 days. So she puts it all down. She does that great graphic dude. Stop what he's doing to help us out. Perfect. Now, she gets back. Now, this is yesterday before she even goes to the graphic guy. She has a virtual order of 40 shirts sight unseen. And I said, now that's a hellified order. That they're taking your word for what you're saying you're going to design. Haven't seen anything. And these suburbanite kids are ready to make a, at least 40 of them have agreed. She's got a confirmed 25 now. But here's the thing that I learned something. And it took a 14-year-old to teach me this. These shirts that she was, that they had passed out, that student council had passed out to them, were $12 shirts. My daughter instantly said, "The hell with that, Daddy. I'm charging $25. And I looked at her mother, and I said, "Hell, I'm proud. You double, over doubling the cost." I said, "Now that's what I'm talking about." I said, "She's about to get her hustle on. So I must help a fellow hustler." So I had to, just for that alone, I think that's what triggered me. I'm not gonna lie. I think just because she doubled the price, man, I said, "You know what? You got to do this. I got to do it." Not so much, you know, that's my daughter. I said, no, wait a minute. You're going against status quo. You want to charge double the price of what this shirt is. So I said, okay, let's go with it. When she told me, she said, "Look at the text messages that I got without even seeing a product, Daddy. I got 40 on the texts telling me you have your money on Friday." So I said, okay, let's work. So it taught me. It taught me. What was she looking at that didn't hold her back from doubling? Because guess what, man? If colleges, Judy, Greg, you guys can vouch for this. If colleges not increasing their tuition right now, tuition is gone up, flat out. This ain't the time for Sylvia Brown. Just jacked her prices up. For 1 hour, last year she was $750. She's $850 per hour right now. And it's a farewell tour. Ain't no discounts, man. This is what it is. So I said, you know what? What else can we learn from that? Now, here comes the trickery. Now she's concerned about possible blockage from student council. So now, once again, I must help a fellow hustler. So in that, we got to pull our mindset together. How can you get those shirts to your customer and avoid demand? That's what I'm talking about. How can you do it? So, with that, the integrity part comes is, guess what? I'm putting out a quality product. The other part of the integrity part, and then dealing with the status quo part, is the fact of that I'm willing to step into a boundary of business to create something because there's a demand for it. Nobody wanted that other shirt, but they want mine. So let's go with it. No problem. So how are you going to avoid that? Once again, I must help my fellow hustler. You might need to pad student council with a couple dollars. And that's the only reason why they would possibly shut you down, other than jealousy about the fact of that the design that they okay, that you can tell they put no effort in, nobody, not one order had been filled. Now, what you guys say about that? What would you put into it metaphysically, Judy?
Metaphysically, she's right on the money because she has seen the value of this shirt. I mean, you described the shirt to me earlier. It is worth $25. Because of the power of her and her integrity, her energy is going to move out in the world, and everybody that sees this shirt is going to know the value, and they're going to want one.
Period.
It's that simple. You see value, you want it.
Not just that, she's taking that leap of faith and belief in herself and in the product, and that alone has already manifested the outcome, which is already have the people already calling in with the orders.
People are already orders. Now, here's the next thing about that. That's the funny part. Now, let's just say I'm looking at her idea. I'm looking at her gusto. I'm looking at her determination. Okay. Now, once again, not saying that because of my daughter. I'm very proud of her, very, very proud of her. But the fact of, if I stood myself as an investor of that, this is how I look at it. I'm willing to jump on just because I feel in my heart that this idea can go. Now, let's take that to a macro level. We can do the same thing with businesses and ideas and inventions that we want to do on a much bigger scale.
I mean, you've dealt with it before. You know, a lot of times, maybe something out there might have to make you see it. But just like when you were detailing cars, and it was a time over here, and you said, well, I just want to get this girl a quick wax, and we waxed half of the car, and it really didn't look good.
We did the whole thing?
So we end up taking it and going back over it, and we did an excellent job, and you went and got what you...
Oh, yes.
Work for.
Oh, yes. That's true. I got what I worked for, but guess what I did? I gave more than what was service was expected. And because of that, more business came after that.
Exactly.
Exactly. Right.
So what I'm trying to get at is mm-hmm. just, you know, everything that you usually do has pure intentions.
Mm-hmm.
And with that, no one can beat you. I mean, they can go at you.
Mm-hmm.
But eventually, we always achieve what we want.
We always, and it's the exact point.
But Jade is finding her purpose in what she's supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
Even with your help and
with other help, yep.
And
yep.
Alan's
yep.
help.
Yep.
I mean, just like, and she might have even created a spark in you to do something that
no, she did. Help. No, listen. Just seeing her, it did. I'm willing to jump on her bandwagon.
I just came back from Charlotte. And I've been going through a little stuff at home and a couple other places. But it took I hadn't been talking to my nephew that's down in Charlotte for over like almost 10 years.
Right.
I saw him and you know, just how he's lived. He changed his whole environment. He left everyone, all his family up here and went to Charlotte with his wife that has a sister there. And he had no family at all. And he's doing quite well. It made me really feel proud, you know, to see him.
Right. He stepped out on some faith, didn't he?
And yeah. Just seeing that and seeing some other things, how I want to, you know, what I've been trying to strive at, just coming back here, just looking at things just today it opened my eyes up and made me see things.
Because you seen him do it. You seen him do it, and you had to say, if he did it, I can do it.
I can do it.
And I can understand that.
And
you know
goes,
what I mean?
It goes, I think it goes a little beyond that as well.
Right.
You know, because just because someone chooses something for you or thinks or tell you that this is the way it goes.
Status quo, man. Status quo, right. That's that normality that I don't never like. I don't like that. I don't know any successful person out here dealing is just a normal person. I'm sorry. You got something in you that you get you more disciplined, you strive for more, and even getting back to the thing I was saying about her was the fact, and even what I learned, how quick was I willing, I had check in my hand and credit card in my hand, and I didn't give a damn on what the cost was. Once again, I'm not looking at it and say, it's my daughter. Of course, that played a massive point to it, but the other point was the fact of that she's willing to do this. You understand me what I'm saying? She's willing to say, I ain't happy, and she stood up in front of class council before. She stood up in front of teachers before. She's created boycotts over impartial or racist type of comments in a lunchroom. She stood up, and I'm proud of her because I went to the same high school, and I can tell you, I got kicked out of class because of my opinions and what I had said that later the teacher that kicked me out would bring me back in and say, Jim, I apologize to you. I was wrong. I love your insight, and what you said was truthful, but it hit emotion-wise. And when we come off a break, I'll kind of tell you, we'll kind of get into that right quick. I'm not going to stay in that long, but I'll get into that because I was that type of guy. I did it. I do it when I'm in class right now in automotive technology. We have to test everything that we read, see, and digest. I'm sorry. It just ain't too much of this shit that's been going on that we take in just because somebody said it over the generations. This is what got the metaphysical field in the way that it is going after, and not going after, because the metaphysical field stands by itself, but dealing with the religions and the fights and the arguments and all the wars, this is all because the people are taking something and not doing and looking at it in a scientific way to test the shit. This is the whole thing. Everything's a science. And that's it.
Right.
Nobody's testing
it. All night.
So this is the listen. We're gonna take a quick break. We're gonna come back because we got some more hot subject to talk about. Stay with us. We'll be back in a few minutes.
A Hustler's Spirit. Radio. A Hustler's Spirit. Radio. Touching one soul at a time.
Touching one soul at a time.
Keeping it hard all day long. Keeping it in you all night. Penetrating, lubricating, and stimulating. A Hustler's Spirit. Radio. A Hustler's Spirit. Radio. Touching one soul at a time.
Touching one soul at a time.
A Hustler's Spirit. Radio. Welcome back to A Hustler's Spirit Radio with your host Jim, Judy, Ken, and Greg.
Understand, what does that mean, man? That means, you know, when you got somebody, I'll put it to you like this, when you got somebody that you can be somewhere with your back turned to the door, you can be somewhere with your back turned to the door, okay? And you turn around because you feel the presence of somebody coming up in there that is on fire. You understand me, what I'm saying? That's a whole different realm of something. And that when you got that kind of energy coming out of you, when a businessman, a CEO, a business entrepreneur like yourselves, like all of ourselves, because all of us got businesses. We got businesses. When you got that going for you and you got that no fear mentality, you're going to win because you don't look at nothing as failure. You just look at if it vibrates a little lower than what you expect it to, you tweak that radio, you tweak them knobs, and you look at it as a learning experience, and you move on, and you don't make those same situations, but you make new ones. You make new ones. And I learned so much for that. I'm going to say, nah, shit, if I'm willing to jump on the bandwagon, all we got to do is come up with some great-ass ideas. And there's people sitting back saying, is anybody out there? Because everybody with money, they don't have vision. Not all the time. Everybody with money, with millions of dollars, they don't necessarily don't have a ton of vision. They could have got the money, don't know how they got the money, but they're looking for people that they can say, this guy vibrates with some integrity. What are you doing, man? I want to be a part of it. Especially if you're dealing with helping humanity. People are willing to jump on the bandwagon, people are willing to give thousands of dollars just because you have organizations that they believe in their heart you're going to do the right thing with the money. Come on now. Keep it real. People ain't never seen where that money going. They ain't dropping no $100 off. There's people dropping $10,000 off, man. $15,000, $20,000, writing checks like it ain't nothing. So what you trying to do? I like how you vibrate, baby. Here's a check. I holler at you. And they about their business because they feel in their heart. They done gave, and they're done with it. They're done with it. And and them the kind of people that you want to attract to you that you know by your heart and by being at a soul level, you got to do the right thing with the money. If I ever use that word right, I'm going to use it at that point. You got to do the right thing. You have to do it. Not like these AIG dudes, you know what I mean? Not like that. Yeah, come on now, Madoff or whatever his name is. Not no shit like that. You're taking people's life savings, man, and ripping their hearts out. You know, that's worse than, what else can you know what I mean? People work, you got 90-year-old people going to sweep floors some fucking where. Oh, because you done jacked over some money. You ain't got no conscience over it? Where the hell is your soul at, dude? What, you done suppressed it over the $10 billion you got stacked up? Come on now.
Well, he truly gonna find out, because what he put out, he truly gonna
find out. If you don't get on this lifetime, son, they talking about 700-something years. Come on, man. Dude, you going on for the next couple centuries, dude, trying to do that? Oh, my God. No. But definitely come in with that. Definitely come in with that. Definitely that. Are we back on? I believe we are. All right, listen.
I believe we are.
All right. We was having a show, even on break, weren't we? Now, Judy, you were talking to me about something that you experienced about somebody trying to suppress you.
Yes,
you
my family. My family tried to suppress me. They tried to make me stop doing what I'm doing. I'm a psychic. I'm a hypnotherapist. And they came to me and said, you know, this isn't acceptable. You're not allowed to speak about it. You can't do this. And if you don't stop, you know, we're not going to speak to you anymore. So they're not speaking to me. They quit. But you know what? I'm free. I am free to do what I want to do. And I'm empowered by their I'm actually empowered by their decision. Because it gave me the strength to stand up and say, this is me. This is what I do. And my business just took off like a skyrocket. And there's so many women out there that their families suppress them, try to hold them down. And let me tell you, girls, don't do it. You've got good ideas. You've got the strength to do what you need to do and what you know is right to do. What I do is right. I help people. I help people make their lives better. And if somebody tries to make you stop that, never. That's what your daughter's doing. She's trying to make people's lives better. Give them a better product. Give them something to identify with. Never let anyone put you down. Never let anybody tell you you can't be what you know you can be.
Right.
And that's what the student council's trying to do to her.
Right.
So
and
just do it. I mean,
right.
And I am free. The rest of my family isn't free. They're still fighting about all this. They're out here trying to figure out how to shut me down, and it's not going to happen.
Plus, you took that leap of faith too, Judy, in yourself.
Yeah, I did. The thing that amazed me was how free I felt when I was done. It felt like 10 pounds of rock were off my back.
Mm-hmm.
And do whatever you need to do to make yourself feel good about yourself. Most people won't do that. They'll kowtow to other people's ideas about them. Don't do that. You sell your soul when you do that. I just finished teaching a class in that tonight. And people get taken advantage of. When you sell your soul, you have no strength. And people can walk all over you. See, she didn't sell her soul. And Jim,
exactly,
you don't sell your soul
right.
either.
Exactly.
Nobody here sells their soul. Don't sell your soul. It's
no,
all you've
no.
got.
Right. Stand up.
All
stand
you've
up.
Got.
No, it was,
stand
we don't
up.
Know what it was. It was a form of no compromise to myself. I'm not going to take from myself. And I think even on a metaphysical side of that, it's just like infinite intelligence, God, the all creator, the all, never took from itself to create us within the mind of itself. So
no.
we are to do the same thing. And that's just, you know, that's what I believe in, that you can do that, you can give without taking anything from, you're not shortcutting yourself. You see what I'm saying? Why give somebody else a T-bone steak and you get a chop steak? Give me the T-bone first, dude, and whatever I got left, you can have that, but I got to get the T-bone first. Matter of fact, give me the bone-in ribeye. And you can medium well that with a little peppercorn sauce on the side, too, big guy. You know what I mean? A little cream-style corn and some all-ground potatoes.
God,
I'm placing my order now.
Oh,
shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm keeping it real.
I hear
but
you.
But I am. I'm just, you know, I really learned a lot. And I just, in that, me and, you know, we could, I could just see so many scenarios from that. So, you know what? And Ken was right. You see some things, and I told him, I said, I've been working on some projects for 3 years. And here it is. There's certain other projects that you can get done once you set your mind to them and clean your place. And right now, when I left out of the graphic, dude, I had made up my mind that I'm spending right back tomorrow working on mine. Because it has to get up and running. The apparel, the hat, the name, the scully, the shirt, the pullovers, that stuff, I got to get that done. And I'm willing to do that. But at the same time, it teaches me also, with a proper product mindset, you will have and you will create investors for you. You can do it. It's no more different, Judy. You can sit there and say you're where you're at doing and got your business. And you're owner of your business. But what's stopping you from owning those same businesses all across the United States? You see
Amen.
What I'm saying? Me and Ken talked about it today. I said, Ken, you'll never have to cut another yard and buy thousands of dollars worth of landscape equipment, and you could be a middleman and sit back in a pool somewhere in the Caribbean and run your entire business. And it doesn't have to stop in just Ohio. It can move to wherever you want it to be. And it's just us. And once again, it's just mastery of law. And the more we understand the laws, the more that we can have the laws work for us. And this is why
Amen.
I was so gung-ho on it today. Because I wanted her to see
how these laws work, not reading about them in a textbook talking about selling widgets. You know, that's how we came up. You know what I mean? Company A produced 5 widgets and Company B produced... No, man, get your feet wet right now. See, get tired of reading about entrepreneurs at 16, 14, and 18, and 25. Make them write about you. So like I told her today, I said, immediately what I see is I see your fellow reporters writing about you as far as what you did, as far as what you're going to do and what can come after that. And at the same time, take your imagination and do not suppress it because of somebody else's commands or demands. And that's kind of due to getting back to your situation with your family. And I know you probably said it on the radio in a nice way, but your mind might have been saying, you know what, you guys can go blah, 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 when somebody's telling you how to live your life and trying to suppress you as far as your God-given gift. Nobody going for that. Nobody. But it's a lot of people that do go for that. They go for the threat. They go for the fear. They go for the inability to know anything else and don't know what to grab. So, you know, in showing that, you know, it's something that when you do that, you can speak from your heart in your class because you've experienced that. Okay?
Right.
You've experienced that and you know that. And people can say, shit, she done been through it, whether or not you tell your life story or not. Because of just how detailed you can be. You've got, Ken, you've got stories that you can say. And can't nobody take that away. Greg, the same way.
We've talked about it a lot of times. And a lot of times what it is, in our own deep self, we're not really willing to give up something because we think we're losing. But in all reality, we really don't lose. Because if someone's purpose giving you an ultimatum or an option, you should be willing to just do just like Judy did. Her family or whatever, give them up and do the thing or live your life the way
that was
you
a gift.
Did. Because right,
that's
now, the only
I mean,
way
that was a gift. And in disguise, it was really a gift because they gave her that option and she took it. And once she took it, look at where she is today.
Because a lot of us are truly, you know, we get afraid and we say, well, you know, maybe what if it doesn't work? Then I don't have anybody. But I mean, we come here by ourselves, so. Never be afraid.
Exactly.
But I've
got
I got a bigger family now. I mean, I got you guys. I've got students that are doing the same thing. I got a bigger family than I ever had.
Well, we appreciate that, Judy. We appreciate
that. You know,
that.
I'm serious about that. I do.
Right.
I mean,
right.
And I've got, it's amazing. I've got women now standing up in my class tonight. Two of them stood up and stood their ground. It was amazing what they're accomplishing. They're not afraid anymore.
And
they're doing
what's
right
for mindset,
them.
They can teach other people that mindset, too.
Right. Exactly. I teach. People. They go out and teach, and it's mushrooming.
Exactly. And Greg has a point about that. That was a blessing in disguise, and that's a valid point.
Mm-hmm.
And that bad
yes,
point,
it was a blessing.
Exactly. But because, you know, you metaphysically can look at it and mystically look at it, you know, that was an area or a crossroad of change for you. And granted, you know, you had a choice to stay subservient or to be your own master. And I think
exactly.
That's just what it's about. So I think that
it
point,
is.
You know, yeah, I think that point that what he said is definitely right on the money. I mean, you gotta look at it like that. You know, Greg, you talked about also the amount of faith. You gotta have faith in yourself. And I see that, and that we talked about this too. Man, there's a lot of people out here, and don't get me wrong. People listening, you know, we all go through the seasons where we you know, we got some doubt in ourselves. I don't care if you got 15 successful things or goals that you did. It's always like, down, okay, something's new. Let's try that. But, man, I don't want to. And all those I don't want to's you got to be careful with. So I have really learned, and you can probably hear it in my voice, I'm pumped up about what I'm going to do this week and next week. Just because of me seeing this and experiencing it and being right there. And granted, you know, we've been hustling, but we all have been. I know we've all have been busy. A lot of stuff going on, you know, a lot of stuff with the radio going on, a lot of stuff with your own company going on. But yet, you know, what I'm looking for is I want quantum leaps in my business now. I want the where you can't measure the leaps. That's the kind of leaps and bounds I want. And I think, and seeing that, I think anybody out there listening can relate to that on their own side. And then, you know what? What is it? Because you're not going to lose. It's a win-win. And I kind of look at it with everything that I've ever done, everything that me and Ken have ever done. And you guys will probably look at it. When you look at it, you have to laugh at it, because all of the illusion about losing, the people that are winning and the people that don't have the great integrity or great heart, they want to keep pressing you about the illusion of losing. But truthfully, there's no losing. It's just things that you learn and you make adjustments and you go ahead on.
Keep thinking you all night. Penetrating, lubricating, and stimulating. A Hustler's Spirit. Radio. A Hustler's Spirit. Radio. Touching one soul at a time.
Touching one soul at a time.
Keeping it hard all day long. Keeping it in you all night. Penetrating, lubricating, and stimulating. A Hustler's Spirit. Radio. A Hustler's Spirit. Radio. Touching one soul at a time.
Touching one soul at a time.
A Hustler's Spirit. Radio. Welcome back to A Hustler's Spirit Radio with your host Jim, Judy, Ken, and Greg.
Welcome back. I hope you guys out there are loving the show, because I am enjoying it. I am pumped up. I am ready. I also want to say, too, that we've got our first page of A Hustler's Spirit, www.ahustlersspirit.com is up. We got a little one question poll that we're doing, so we are having an offer out there to everybody go up in there and vote. So we want you to go on. That's just the first page. When we finish up, we will have 10 pages. So I want you guys to definitely keep us in mind with that. We'll have different links. Soon we will be doing actual our own streaming of video, so we're going to be doing that too. So looking forward to that with everybody, definitely. Now, last week I promised you guys that we would hear what happened with Miss Judy and her case. So
okay,
let me find out what went on. Kind of give us a quick overview, Judy, of what happened with this person that passed and this person that was affecting a family. So give us a quick overview of that.
Okay, when the man passed, and I was talking to his mother in the car that day, he was in the seat beside me. I could feel his spirit beside me. And when I was talking to her, I told her, I said, you need to be grateful that your son set this up so I would be here for you. Because on a soul level, he knew he was going to pass, even though he was 42. He died very quickly of a stroke.
Right.
So what has come out of it is she's going into grief because she did not stand up for her boys. She didn't stand up for her truth. And this woman is just swimming in a load of grief, and she's afraid that she let her son down.
Right.
And she didn't really let him down, because there is a cosmic plan to everything. But this is a lesson she set up to learn. So I'm going to meet with her this week, and we're going to go over everything, because she is in deep grief, because she has been hiding from this truth about what her husband was doing to those boys for years. And all of a sudden, it's all now it's up in front of her face, and her son has gone.
Gotcha.
So do it in the minute what you got to do, because you don't know how much time you have.
Right.
Honor what you know is right. The right thing to do, and standing up for her truth and the truth of her boys was the right thing to do. But she was so afraid of this man because he was so mean.
Right.
Nobody has that right to take, I don't care how mean they get, they have no right to take anything from you.
Right.
And that's what's going on right now. Yeah. No right to take anything from you.
You can't be afraid to fight with what we believe is right. Because if you look back in history, the people that fought for what they felt was right in numbers, they won. They won. You can't stop that, man. Everything,
no.
I don't care what it is, man. I don't care what it is. When the oppressors come at you with a whole bunch of dramatose crap, when you willing to give everything up, and I'm gonna tell you another thing too, when you're willing to fight at the soul's level, now that's a different kind of fight. You know, your ego is gone, fear is gone. That warrior, that they haven't seen a warrior that your spirit has. So when you can come at that level of intensity about whatever you want to do and what you feel is most proper for you, man, you're willing to put it all on the table. And I think people that live that way live the most free. I mean, when I'm closer to my soul, when I'm doing what I want to do and I can feel it in my spirit, I can feel it in my body, regardless of whatever it is, you can move mountains with that. You can literally move mountains with that. And I think that's when you live at the freest. When you see artists, when you see dancers, when you see musicians, when you see athletes at that soul's level, man. And when people say they seeing God in motion, that's a literal term.
But you're actually just becoming aware of everything around you, your surroundings. You see, that's just like they say LeBron, but LeBron is a very genius person on that court because he sees stuff on the floor that the average ball player wouldn't see.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just like if you have a successful person out here, he sees things that the normal person
overlooks, man. Overlooks.
It's revealed to him. He sees it because he found his purpose and he knows exactly what he needs to do to be successful.
Well, that's a choice. But see, you can choose to smell the roses or you can choose to step on them. You can choose to find beauty in everything. If it's raining out here, like it's raining in Cleveland right now, can you go out here and find the beauty in the rain? The beauty is in the rain.
It has to be.
It's in the rain.
There because you need
exactly.
You need all of it.
To be complete. But how many people look and say, oh man, it's a gloomy ass day? No, I can sit up in a crowd of people and say, this is
like
a wonderful
when you
day.
You used to make your batch of cookies and you would be like, I know these aren't going to come out right because I don't have the right flour.
Right.
Or I don't have the right.
Well, I don't have the right ingredients.
I didn't use the same butter, so it's not going to be right.
Right.
But when you put everything together and everything that you usually and you normally use,
consistency,
and it was always
it
right.
All never fail.
Becomes,
never
all
fail. That's life
integrity.
Itself, too. It's a science. It's not you don't gamble with success. Only ignorance will allow you to gamble trying to be successful. When we look at what we're reading, we look at what we're doing, we're putting things into case actions ourselves. That's scientific proof. See, what this basic does is, and that's an excellent analogy, when you put all of your proper ingredients, mixing them in the proper order, setting that oven at the right temperature, giving it the time-space continuum, guess what? Every single time, it's going to come out perfectly once you dial everything in. Business, life, health, relationships, love is the same damn thing. Day in and day out, it's the same thing.
Jim, I've got a good story on that.
You don't have to put all the twists and the turns. It's the same thing. Same thing. So that means if you can do this on a micro level, and you can damn sure do it on a macro level. You can do it. If you open up your company, Ken, you don't open up your company. You don't invest your money. You're doing it on a micro level. Just like a lot of people out there listening, all of ourselves, we come up with these ideas, but guess what? Once you master that plane and you know it, you're sitting there, your plan is wrote, you're functionally going through it, your determination is there, your resilience is there, the charisma is there, the outcome is going to be the same. People are going to love what you do. and people are willing to buy into an idea that they believe in. That's just the bottom line.
I got a great story on that.
Yeah.
On a hot fudge sundae, every Saturday night I go to get a hot fudge sundae.
Right,
and it's
right.
huge, and it's wonderful. Now
right.
we go to this restaurant every Saturday night and get this hot fudge sundae. Well, there's one waiter in there that makes the best. It's dripping with fudge. It's dripping with everything.
Right.
So last week, another waiter waited on us and gave us a half-baked hot fudge sundae.
Oh.
So I called this one waiter over, and I said, I want to tell you something. I said, don't you tell that other waiter, but you make the very best. And he leaned down to me. He said, you want to know why? And I said, yes. He says, because I make them with love.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I put everything I have into it, and I make them with love. And I said to him, I said, I'll tell you what I'll do. You give me your name, and I'm going down to this restaurant that I frequent, and I'm going to see if I can get you a job down here. And make it, yeah, I said, would you like to make $20,000 or $30,000 a year? And the guy's like, oh, my God, yeah. And the only reason I'm doing that is because I know that he makes everything with love and integrity, and this kid's going to get himself out of this little restaurant where he makes hot fudge sundaes for $1.50.
Oh, my God.
Just because he put it, he puts love into it.
Love and integrity.
And integrity. Love and integrity. And it's the best hot fudge sundae you'll ever put in your mouth. And it's going to get him, it's going to put him forward like you wouldn't believe. He's an immigrant. He's over here from Romania.
Right.
He just got here.
Right.
And so he's going to get the job of his dreams because of that hot fudge sundae.
Now, you know what? I'm going to tell you something. Now, I can go out here, Judy, I can get 200 people. And you can sit there and get that analogy, not in a way that you've already done that and you're in your process, and it actually, but you can give that analogy to some people, and maybe three people, maybe five at the most, is going to understand what you just said. Because you're going to take, here it is. Now, what would be funny, and this would be, it would be not only funny, it would be great, is that you help that young man go down there and make probably four times what he's making where he's at.
Right.
He then creates a business and a chain of ice cream parlors because of your help. Now, wouldn't that be a wonderful thing?
Now, that's cool. That's cool. And he deserves it.
Wouldn't that be a wonderful thing? And that's somebody you can say, when they tell you about, if you're going to sweep a floor, do the best that you possibly can. Because it could be a person that walks through there, and so many people, just they do not understand that. Of greeting people with a from the heart hello, with holding a door, with doing whatever job you're on to the best that you, even President Obama said that. He said, if you can sweep the floor and be the best floor sweeper, trust me, man, you're doing your part. You understand? You're not looking at necessarily might not be a CEO of a company at this particular time, but you don't know where what you do, doing it the best and putting love into what you do. And we can tell when love is into something. You can go to a restaurant and get a sandwich. You know when that chef that put his, you don't know when he don't put his heart into something. He's concerned with it. Or you know, where you don't even see the person cooking your food. You know that. But that would be, I would wish that young man the best and the most prosperous life here while he's in the United States or whatever he plans on doing just because of that. And I know that had to touch you. You understand me what I'm saying? But at the same time, that's a macro learning situation, man. That's macro learning. Just something like that. And he'll probably see you one day. And you know what? You never know how tables turn. You know what I mean? It could be this guy you see in 5 years from now and say, I remember you. You gave me your start. And that man could cut you a check that will make your eyes spin around. You never know. But ask you to be a co-CEO of something that you helped that you didn't even know how far it went. See, this is shaking that hand and passing that love on to whatever you do. And that's even like I tell some of these young dudes, even in the street sometimes. I said, man, all this prejudice and hatred that you have out here, you guys don't understand. This crap is hurting your business. Whatever this stuff that you're doing is hurting your business because of that. You're focused on somebody else's situation and not on your own end. You see what I'm saying? But he's probably been told, you know, well, why don't you make it like that or why don't you make it like this? But I bet you your guy that you know, that immigrant, that person that's here, he probably knows what works He probably knows and feels that, he needs to stay right where he's at, making those things with integrity and knowing that things are going to get better. So help him out, Judy. Definitely help him out.
Oh, honey, I'm helping that boy out. You better believe it.
Definitely help him. That is a wonderful story. So I'm glad that part worked out fine. And keep us posted to that. Also, keep us posted to the lady that you're going to go see. Yeah, keep us posted with that. Definitely keep us posted with that. Now, you know what? I'm a fond reader. You know what? Let's take a quick break. We'll be right back. We're going to finish up. Give us a minute or so. We'll be right back.
A Hustler's Spirit Radio. Touching one soul at a time.
Touching one soul at a time.
Keeping it hard all day long. Keeping it in you all night. Penetrating, lubricating, and stimulating. A Hustler's Spirit Radio. A Hustler's Spirit Radio. Touching one soul at a time.
Touching one soul at a time.
A Hustler's Spirit Radio. Welcome back to A Hustler's Spirit Radio with your host Jim, Judy, Ken, and Greg.
Welcome back. We have had a ball today. We've talked about what, Hot Fudge Sunday? And Judy, and what'd you say, Judy? That's the only Hot Fudge Sunday that you eat the whole damn thing, huh?
I eat the whole damn thing down to the bottom, and it's huge, and I eat it all. It's huge, and
wonderful.
I eat it all.
That is wonderful. I tell you what, we have had a ball today, and definitely have. I love cars. I know, Judy, you talked about it, Ken. I know you love them.
Yep.
Greg, I'm hoping that you love them too, buddy. But I love cars. I read, I'm an avid reader of this magazine called Heavy Hitters. And in this, it has a lot of success stories and a lot of nice quotes. So I know we got a few minutes, and I want to just read a couple of these quotes, and then we're going to let you guys go, and I know we're coming close to time. One of these quotes is, this is a mystery man. He's not really saying his name. This is the first part. Now, in fact, this is a March version, March-April version, issue number 9 of Heavy Hitters. So anybody out there listening, it's an excellent magazine dealing with people that have came up from nothing to something. And then a lot of people have had money, they made decisions, and they've made different changes in their life. One of the quotes is, the biggest step in business is to learn how to let go and let your management run the show. That's why my employees are so important. And this guy didn't give his name, but he's standing by a $500,000 SLR. So I'm pretty sure he's doing very well. The next quote that I want to read is, when you get as large as I am today, it's hard to keep things together. You start to go off direction, and this plays a vital role. Focus is essential in keeping the brand consistent, both in terms of design and corporate structure. And this is a gentleman that owns a clothing line. And his last one is, failure in itself is not necessarily a negative. It depends on your perspective and your action and reaction to it. And I think that's a wonderful quote to leave on. And as far as that, so we're gonna keep everybody posted on how Miss Jade Ferguson has done with these shirts. And I told her that she will not see a bonus until she sells 75 of them, man. You got to sell 75, baby.
Well, Big Daddy, just don't finish it off. Don't get her a money clip. Get her a rubber band to wrap all her money up with. Right? Because she definitely going to be able to have to wrap something up.
Yeah, wrap it up, huh? Right, get a rubber band. That's exactly what I'm talking about. So listen, I have enjoyed this show. I have enjoyed you guys. Thank you so much to my co-host, Judy Higdon, Ken Rocket, and Greg White. I definitely appreciate you guys. I really do. And this is Jim Ferguson. We hope that you will tune in next week at the same time as we will bring you a hustler's spirit. You guys have a great one. Talk to you later.
With love.
Love you.
All right.
Love, yeah. Love, love.
I talk to you. Bye-bye.
Have a great week.
All right. You too.